Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Today's episode is brought to you by Bark Technologies. Bark is a parental control phone monitoring app that helps keep kids safe online. Follow the link in the show notes to get more information and a special promotion for you, the Backseaters. Hey everybody, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me, literally sitting on my lap via a laptop, several
Hi.
States away, via Zoom, is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
You can hear me.
Will you? I can hear you. I can see you.
Okay.
We both have... haven't showered in a few days looks.
Yeah.
We both have hats on. We're both named Dustin Nickerson on this specific meeting.
Perfect.
But alas, here we are. So I am currently in the great state of Texas and Melissa's in the great state of California at our home. And I'm finishing up some shows. Well, finished the last show of this run. If anyone who came out to the shows in Dallas, San Antonio, Houston, Austin with Zoltan and I, thank you for coming out. Those were all a lot of fun. And I'm here for a couple more days, returning late tomorrow night, of which when I will lift home because my wife refuses to pick me
up. Here's the thing. I was thinking that it would be nicer for you if I picked you up. But
I'm
the one that gets up earlier.
Yeah, no, it doesn't, because if I land at 11:24, I'm not out front until 11:40. I want to be able to have an excuse to sleep in the next morning. So if I
figured you would prefer the sleep in
right. That
you usually get on school days versus me picking you up.
It's kind of a little negotiation tactic here. Like, yeah, if I get it, or a trade off, if I get the ride, that is lovely. I like seeing you. I mean, you're always late every single time you pick me up from the airport. You've always been late. But then I get some sleep. So I'll always side with sleep.
Yeah. And this way I get a little more sleep.
Right. We're all set because we got a concert on Wednesday because I'm home for one day and we decided the way to spend that would be at a concert because
it's very close to our house. Yeah. I mean, how could you not?
How could you not? So anyways, those of you who came out to the shows, thank you so much. Two things on that. One, thank you again, everybody coming out that came out. We have some we have plenty of upcoming shows coming up. You know, we're working hard out here. Melissa, you had a
couple patrons do meet and greets.
That's what I was going to say, Melissa.
Segue.
I wish that you wouldn't have interrupted me on that. But I want to say a special shout out to Jordan, who came out to the show in Houston. And Jordan, they got the free shirt, not from me. The venue gave away a free shirt. And then Jordan came out, and then Sherry came out to the show in Dallas. So, and got the meet and greet and said hi. They gave some, you got some gifts from Sherry that I'm going to bring home to you.
Awesome.
Maybe covered in the chocolate that melted in my bag.
Right.
We'll get again. We got
Did
a lot.
You clean
of-
it? Did you clean out the chocolate?
I'm going to tonight. I may just get a new bag. It is low on the list. I have not. I've been traveling out and about. But if you guys aren't familiar with Patreon, you can just give a little more, get a little more. And one of those things that you can get is a free meet and greet before the show. We got lots of patrons who have done that this year. So, you know, go to patreon.com/DustinNickerson and check that out. And speaking of upcoming shows, this coming weekend, Portland on Thursday, Seattle Friday and Saturday, Tacoma on Sunday. And then after that, we go into St. Louis on the 19th, Irvine on the 22nd, October 6th, Helium Comedy Club in Indianapolis. And then into November, a couple last dates, we've got the 17th, Milwaukee, the 18th, Chicago. And then December 5th, we'll be at Bricktown Comedy Club. So there you go, everybody. Awesome. That's all that stuff. Are our children currently alive? This is the theme of this episode is, what have I been doing and what have you been doing? We have been texting, but this is, you know, Zoltz and I were talking about how this is true road where you just go to a city for a day and then you get in a car and you drive to a different city the next day. So we flew in. I bombed in a field in Albany on Wednesday and then I flew which feels like a lifetime ago. Yeah. And then Zoltan did our run, which is you get to San Antonio, you get up in the morning, you drive 3 hours to Houston, you get up in the morning, you drive 3 hours to Dallas, you get up very early in the morning, drive 3 hours to Austin, do an afternoon gig, and then die.
Right.
You will appreciate.
Yeah, this is day five, right?
Yeah, who's counting?
It's day five. I counted on my fingers. Yes.
I know. I actually, Zoltan took an early flight out. And we were debating on who had it worse, that who had to get up early or who got to go home. And it was we were both jealous of one another.
Sure.
But after he left at 5 a.m. and I woke up, I didn't fall back asleep for a while. So answer, I had it worse.
Oh, that's the worst.
But our children are alive.
They're alive. Joel actually had football practice today. I didn't know that, but. Yeah. So he's there right now.
You know what I just thought of?
What?
You know what would have prevented me from having melted chocolate in my bag?
What?
A munchie mug. I mean, I don't know if I had a munchie mug, I would have never put it in my backpack.
Could have put the chocolate in the munchie mug.
I had some.
And that's dishwasher safe.
Exactly. Unlike my backpack. What it is I had some loose chocolates. And I needed to put them somewhere. And so I was like, well, I'll just put them on my backpack. And then and then we were driving this little thing called a Honda or a Chevy Spark, which is the smallest little car you've ever seen.
Okay.
It's about the size of a hand. It's very small. And so by putting it in the trunk means it's still somehow on the engine. And it just got 150
degrees.
It just melted. But if I'd had a munchie mug, I'd have just thrown it in there because munchie mugs are the best spill proof cup on the market. You got something in your life that you don't need to spill, whether it's some snacks, whether you have some literal or figurative beans you don't want to spill. Either way, you can put those in the munchie mug. And if you go to munchiemug.com and do your order, you're going to get free shipping and 25% off your entire order. So go to munchie mug.
That's right.
Munchiemug.com. Making your life
less messy.
Messy. Having melted chocolate.
Hard to do over Zoom.
Less. So Joel's at football right now then?
Yeah, I just I bought the girls a Fortnite dance for organizing and cleaning out their desks. So we just finished that.
What a sentence, just very rooted in time. You know what I mean? Like that.
Yep.
That sentence will make sense only in this time in history and no other time. Are you the way you're looking at the computer? Are you multitasking? Are you getting emails done right now?
No, I'm not.
You need to orient.
I'm all here. I don't know where the camera is.
Yeah. You see the green dot in the middle? At the top?
Where do you want me to look?
At the green dot at the top.
You see? Okay.
Here we go. Have you been doing Zooms that way this whole time?
I don't do Zooms.
Everybody does Zooms. Stop looking away, Melissa. I keep thinking that you're like doing some emails.
No, I think it's like awkward to stare. So I just look away.
No. We're having a conversation.
My eyes just can't not go everywhere.
Listen, it's gonna be a shorter episode due to the fact that it's the Zoom and all those things. But man, oh, that is so funny. Well, tell me a little bit about the magical Labor Day that your family that the family had without me.
Yeah. Where do I begin? We had a series of birthday parties, which is nice. Claire got to go to a pool party. It was big. Mm-hmm. Second grade pool party.
Is it is it good swimming weather right now?
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
It's hot, but like high 80s. Yeah. So yeah, Claire got to do that. She's not quite at like drop off at a pool party yet age, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's that fine line. But yeah, so we went to that and then I had to take Joel to the mall to meet up with some football friends.
Oh my God.
So that was a first.
What's the most high school?
I was terrified and sad the whole time he was gone, but
sad you know, you didn't get to go with him.
You gotta let him go.
So it was just the teens. There was no adult there.
No.
What mall?
Parkway.
Oh, you took him to our worst
mall. I know. Well, I did a lot of parenting on the way there.
Yeah.
Like stay together. You know, the mall security guards are watching you. I don't, mm-hmm. there's a lot of homeless people in that mall.
Right, right.
So it's like, eyes up.
Yeah. Well, know? Strength in numbers. Hopefully there's some of the, you know, the players that are bigger than him were there.
Yeah. That's what he joked. He's like, so-and-so 6 feet. And I'm like, he is. Yeah. You guys definitely have some weight, you know, yeah, and I mean, height on your side.
Because in reality, what is scarier in the world than a group of teenage boys? Nothing.
That's what I told him. I said, your IQ goes down when you're all together. And he was like, no. And then he thought about it. And then he's like, you're right. Yeah, it does.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. So, and then we did the whole, okay, call me when the movie ends or text me, tell me who's picking you up. That whole thing. It was a whole thing.
Yeah, that's the old none of us is as dumb as all of us.
And like, why would I have to make a plan? You know, we'll just wing it. But yeah. One overprotective mom letting go of her firstborn teenage son. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I had to meet a new parent, go in, say hi so that he could do the sleepover. Great times. Yeah.
What would it have taken from that parent for you to say no?
I don't know, Dustin. You know, Joel's been bit by a dog at a friend's house.
Bit by a snake at a friend's house. Yeah.
Big scrapes, you know. No one's fallen off a trampoline. That used to happen a lot, but now they have nets on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much you're just kind of looking for drugs and alcohol, I guess. Like, I don't know. Like, just make sure everyone's sober minded enough.
You're in there peeking in around corners. Hey,
you're killing me. I don't know. But really, it's more just like that they're friendly and they're aware and feeding them. And
was this, you were saying hi as you were dropping them off at the.
Well, that was the whole thing was. I was like, you have a sleepover tomorrow night. You can't have one tonight too.
Right.
And then he was like, well, can you just meet the mom? And I didn't want to pick him up at 10 o'clock at night. That's the other option is you either let him at night or you pick him up.
I guess this is just your thing is not picking your people up in the evenings. I know you don't like driving
just at night. Just trying to get out of late night pickups.
You hate late night drives. You do. You reach that age.
Like, let me negotiate with you.
Yeah, yeah, I'm
not. Can you take an Uber home?
Yeah, I'm not going to drive after the sun goes down.
I know. Just little. You raise babies, and then you're not used to leaving the house at night. Anyway,
speak by.
I met the parents.
He spent the night. About the time that I leave the house is about 7.
Exactly, except for performing artists. So my caveat was. I'm going to pick you up at 10 so we can go to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
okay, so you have to be ready at 10. But then my tween daughter would not leave. And then my little one still is coughing. So then I said, well, you have to watch the service on the TV with me.
Right. Hey.
So pretty much I'm just compromising left and right.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of compromises, but good news.
This is the solo parenting long weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. God bless the babysitter next weekend.
Yeah.
As you join me in the Northwest.
Mm-hmm. So it's a series of negotiations that I don't follow through with.
Right. Right. No, I understand. And honestly, I applaud you for it. I wrote that joke a long time ago. What's your parenting philosophy? Survival. Just getting through.
But we did see, I'm going to botch it. I know it's Shang.
Shang-Chi.
Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
Because remember Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah, we saw that. Joel actually saw it twice.
Yeah.
And then the girls and I went to the drive-in.
I had this weird
last night.
You guys saw it at the drive-in, and Gloria was texting everybody in the world, including me, during the movie.
Yeah.
And
that was the first time I was able to get her out of the house in 2 days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how are those?
We'll get sports going next weekend, and I think that's going to help.
How are those work emails that you're working on right now going? That you're looking away.
I'm not working. I'm not multitasking. I'm just awkward on Zoom.
18 months into a pandemic, and Melissa's still learning how to use Zoom.
Usually my camera's off, I'll be honest. All my Zooms are like for parenting, you know, webinars and stuff.
Look at the camera on the Patreon Zoom.
Not really.
Yeah. Well, I had this weird mix of being like a family man and also selfish. This I saw you guys were at Shang-Chi.
Yeah.
And my heart was sad that I was like, oh man. And then you told me Claire wished that I was there.
Yeah.
I was like, oh man, this is sad. This is the road stuff. Sorry, being gone, being a working dad, all that kind of stuff. It's very hard. And then I thought, oh, I would have hated to see that movie for the first time in the drive-in.
Yeah.
I would have been very upset.
So I'll keep this short, but going to drive-in opening weekend is a bad idea.
Of a big Marvel movie?
Yeah, like a holiday night, you know, Sunday night.
Yeah.
So we're in a huge line. I parked the car. I always go with friends and caravan. I park the car. The previews start. We run to the snack bar because we found if we bring the snacks, they eat them all before the movie and then they're sugared up.
Right.
We go to the snack bar. And the movie's starting. So Claire's watching the previews in the parking lot. Gloria's getting the snacks. I went in the wrong spot. I'm the only one with my trunk up.
Mm-hmm.
Like I just messed up. Everyone else is parked the other direction but me. And then I can't hear the movie in the lawn chair because my friend always brings a speaker. So then I have to get in the car and I'm so hot and it's so uncomfortable. I don't know how the kids do it. And then our battery started to die. So we were missing the last fight scene. The volume was going off.
You didn't have sound for the last part of the movie?
It went in and out. And then my car went start. So then we had to get the attendant. He was very nice. It was that or like a good Samaritan.
I'm sure they do that all the time.
Oh yeah. He was like not at all surprised.
Yeah.
And the guy the family we usually go with, like he's a mechanic. So, you know, but I knew the attendant would have something, you know? So it was just a whole thing. And yeah, Claire was coughing during the movie and talking during the movie. So drive-in is ideal because nobody cares at the drive-in.
No, you can't take a kid with a cough to the drive-in. That's certainly not allowed right now.
You mean to like
The movie theater? No.
Yeah.
No, no. Unless it's on our home couch right now, I don't see myself watching a movie with Claire anytime soon. Either it's going to be driving, which I don't love, at least for a movie that I really want to see, or a movie theater, which, you know, that's probably the worst environment right now would be to have the worst place to have a kid right now with a cough would be the movie theater.
Yes.
You're like, oh, hey, if you could just cough during the fight scenes when it's really loud, if you could do that, that'd be great.
The kids are at a great drive-in age too.
Right.
Like, they're not too little. They can stay up late, but it's like everyone's watching it together and it's like an outing. So it's a good time for our family and their ages. But yeah, you would have not enjoyed it.
No, it's the second MCU movie you guys have just seen without me, but I took one for the team and I saw it this morning so I could talk to Claire about it. I really sacrificed for you guys. And I went.
You went with some comics.
And I went with some friends and just saw a movie.
Yeah, no, I mean,
when was the last
time? We never used to see the new releases, but
when was the last time you went with to a movie theater with only an adult?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
Was it when we saw a movie in Vegas, like 7-8 years ago? Yeah,
on our anniversary weekend. We saw Wolverine.
We saw the Wolverine, which would have come out.
I was pregnant with Claire.
You were pregnant with Claire. So it's been at least 7 years.
8 years ago.
That would have been, it was just in the theaters. It came out, hold on. So yeah, it came out in 2013. So it's been since 2013, since Melissa saw a movie with just only other adults.
Yes. I went through, I watched all the kids' movies with our kids, you know, like just all of them.
Yeah.
From like 2013 to now. Mm-hmm. Like I've got them all.
Every single one of them. Yeah.
I would cry during most of them.
Yeah. You're like, is mom weeping during Hotel Transylvania too?
Sing was, whew. I'm tearing up just thinking about
it. What about Shang-Chi? That had some moments.
When the of it was lost with the volume.
you weren't crying. You were sweating.
It was hot. I was uncomfortable. Couldn't hear it in the movie.
Well, that's pretty funny. Well, I provided entertainment for folks this weekend. I'm wearing a shirt of where we performed on Thursday in San Antonio at Sam's Burger Joint, which just had this cool little live music venue attached to it. And then we went to Rudyard's in Houston where we did two shows. We sold both those out, which was a good feeling.
It's great.
And then on Saturday we went to Dallas. Dallas was run by this guy. It was called Six Springs Tavern. It's run by this guy named Brad, who looks like he's been running like concert venues since the 80s and 90s. And he looks like exactly what you would expect out of that. And, you know, he had long hair, long gray hair and a long gray beard that had beads in it, you know?
Whoa.
Yeah. And then in Austin, we were at a venue called Come and Take It, which is a very, like we said, a very Dallas or a very Texan name, Come and Take It. Very aggressive. Zoltan said like him, neither him and I are that injury or that, that energy. Who's at the door?
I don't know.
I'll carry this conversation.
All right.
You go to the door.
I gotta figure this out. Oh, it's just Amazon.
Oh, just never Amazon. Mind. Just okay. Amazon. You guys,
tell Gloria to get the Amazon at the door.
This is all 100% staying on the episode.
All right, I'm gonna shut the door.
You guys, I'm so glad that you got to witness that moment right there, which is the ring, which all of you knew that sound immediately when it happened, but also Mel telling Claire to get it and then Claire just immediately yelling at Gloria. It's a nice moment. It's a good amount of what parenting really is, which is just telling one kid to tell another kid something.
Could you be the messenger? Yeah.
Could you be the messenger?
Mm-hmm. So we went to these birthday parties this weekend and Amazon's
not sad. I missed a single one of those. You know me. I would be okay to never go to a children's birthday.
Well, party. You don't like small talk. I actually really enjoyed myself. So
of course, yeah.
Yeah. So Amazon's been slow, and that's whatever. It happens. And I'm terrible at gift giving. And
that's true. Both of these are true.
Dustin, we went to two parties. One, we just like stopped in. We just gave away our books and then I reordered them on Amazon.
I don't understand. You gave these books but ordered us new books?
Claire, okay. So Claire put together like this gift bag with Pokemon cards and a cats and dogs drawing book and new markers. But they weren't going to come on time because Amazon's been slow. We wanted to give her this drawing book because she likes dogs and likes drawing. Uh-huh. So we had to improvise and give our book to them.
Please tell me it was from those years that our kids wrote in every book.
No, this one was pretty clean.
Okay. So it came across as new.
Do you think you know what? I'm beyond caring.
Yeah.
But yes, it's a new book. It's just been gently used.
Compromise after compromise.
Well, I usually just give money to older kids, but at 7 and 8, like you got to do a gift card or like a tangible.
Right.
Because
right.
like they did the whole sit around and open all the presents.
But we wanted those books. So you bought us, we get the new ones.
I thought maybe we'd luck out and they'd come on time, but they just came today.
Just well, let's
surviving out here.
Let's hope that kid isn't a listener of the podcast. There was a kid, a young kid at our show in Houston. He was like 12.
Yeah.
Front row.
Oh.
And I walked in and I was like, okay, guys, that's my fan. That's...
Was he following along?
Yeah, he seemed to be with it. You know, he was paying attention. He was vibing with everything we were doing, you know, laughing, you know, not
everything. Just laughing because everyone was laughing.
Yeah. You know, it's the general rule on comedy is a teenager or a kid is fine as long as they're with their parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you happen to see me interacting with some Tim Hawkins content?
I did not. No.
So Tim posted a very funny video. If I'm going to pull up, this will be, one time I was going to start this. I wish I would have continued to do this, but hopefully fans will remind me to do this week in the comments section. Cause you know me, I have a good time in comics. Tim posted a very funny video, which was, he's like, all right, I got to deal with the elephant in the room. Got to talk about the pandemic. Got to talk about COVID. I got to talk about the vaccine. And then he acted like the internet wasn't working or that his mic was cutting out, you know?
Right. Which he does at his live show.
Yeah. Yeah. Great bit. Really, really funny. Yeah. And I responded, you know how you do that thing on the internet where you do capitals and lower cases and it's meant to communicate you're doing the mocking voice. I wrote stick to comedy, which you would read as like stick to comedy. Like I'm mocking the people that say that.
Yeah.
Well,
the trolls.
Stunner. A lot of people didn't understand it as that.
Did they come at you?
Yes, that was hilarious. That is comedy. Something you wouldn't know about. Okay. I'm going to read you some more. Comedy. Oh, you mean funny stuff like the people who think they can silence American citizens? Or did you mean the trolls like you who defend them? Yeah, that's funny. I guess you didn't see the same video as we did because that was hilarious. That was comedy. Way to go, Tim. And then here's the kicker. That's why we still follow Tim and unfollowed you, smirk face. But there were a lot of people who were like, oh, I just want to let you know I got the joke. You know, like it was very funny. I mean, it was I love that one in particular. That's why we still fall to, but know that I have a better sense of humor about it right now than I did as it was happening. But Zoltan, this was a good thing for me to experience. Zoltan on one of the days, somebody commented, like, I don't think you should be doing shows in Texas right now, you know, mm-hmm. because of the recent yeah. abortion laws. And some people right. are calling on entertainers to like do
boycott like, Texas, like
boycott Texas and da 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 da. Which, I mean, in my simple ape mind, I'm like, wait a minute, shouldn't we still bring entertainment to them? Like that to me, that means that the citizens are suffering, you know, but I'm not getting into that, but
you can't buy cowboy boots anymore.
Yeah. But they, and then Zoltan was like, like he was kind of getting worked up and how do I respond? And then and all the same yeah. feelings that I have. Yeah. And mm-hmm. then he looked at it and he was like, oh man, this one has two people liked this. That's so frustrating. And I was yeah. like, I know that exact feeling. Just the likes bother you just as much. And then he goes, oh no, I accidentally liked it too. He's like, what do I do now? Do
that
I
that kind of cancels it out?
And he goes, do I unlike it? Do I? Because that might be worse. He goes, I'm going to unlike it and just hope that she didn't see that I liked it.
Oh no. Well, Dustin, internet safety is so important. And when you put comments on the internet, they don't go away.
Well, sometimes they do. You can delete them.
Unless you delete them. Or your parent gets an alert and they talk to you about it. Which is something maybe, which is really cool about BARC technologies.
Right. Yeah. What if you're worried that maybe some kids are bullying your daughter via text?
Oh, yeah. That scenario could happen.
Absolutely. Coming up and might show up.
Yeah. BARC that might be right something you might get us. Notified about.
You guys, if you're not familiar with BARC, Melissa and I are so happy to tell you about it. It's a parental control mm-hmm. app monitoring, a parental control phone monitoring app to help keep kids safe online. So in our house, a couple of things that we do with our older kids is like our oldest son has an iPhone and it monitors his apps and his texts and lets us know when there's something that's potentially harmful. Our middle daughter has a Chromebook. It does the same things there. It has email, social media, all kinds of different things. Sexual content, predators, profanity, suicidal ideation, threats of violence. But also Melissa does some stuff with younger kids, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah. You can set schedules and set time limits mm-hmm. and not permit certain sites for your kids, like Facebook, Instagram, if you want to take that stuff off.
Sometimes you want to take a shower and you got to give your kid the iPad.
Yeah, absolutely. They also offer a lot of parent education. And even when you get an alert, you know, on your phone, it gives you kind of prompts to talk to your kids, not just, you know, yell and scream, yeah. you know, like educate yourself and them in the process of teaching them how to navigate the internet.
Yeah, it's not just trying to like tell on or snitch on your kids or anything like that. It's just trying to help you and help keep them safe. And if you go to the website, you can get a free 7-day trial and 15% off the life of your subscription if you use promo code Don't Make Me. That's it. Mm-hmm. BARC Technologies, helping keep kids safe online.
On the line.
Oh, yeah. Like you said, it's hard. Melissa, and know that Melissa made nowhere near eye contact with me.
I'm not looking at you at all, and I'm sorry.
I'm not sure who you've been with on this chat.
Having a conversation with.
Yeah, I've been talking to Steve Martin there on our back wall, but.
I'm just not familiar.
No judgment here, Melissa.
It's not like an interview. If it was a job interview, maybe I would look a little bit more.
I did have a lot of people. It's a big thing right now. People are asking, going, hey, is Mel here at the shows? And answer is no. Even when she travels with us, the answer is no. She's not coming to the shows. I'm not going to make her suffer through this.
You know, that's like when people ask, oh, do you guys travel with Dustin? Like we all ride on a private jet everywhere.
Yeah, like we all ride around in Alex van.
But anyway, it's sweet that they think we do that. I mean, we come from time to time.
Now, did you have any opportunity to connect with any fellow adults or moms this week? Because I believe a few days ago you had a coffee. Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah. I had a couple things.
Yeah? You just like go catch a movie or something? Or
no. I had coffee with friends once, and then I was working and doing went all on the boring stuff.
Exercise.
I've been running a lot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been great.
And you figured out that our little path without my help, which is great.
I know. I'm doing our 2-miler without you.
Well, I did not go on any scooter rides because Zoltan is scared of them. So.
Well, I kind of am too. So I'm.
Yeah, it's probably enough people are like scared of him because I was actually with a big group of comics yesterday. And, you know, comics are degenerates. And they were all like, no, I wouldn't trust one of those scooters. I was like, really?
Do you think it was because of Josh Nelson's accident?
It might have been. Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
I mean, we had a comic friend get really messed up on one.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty wild here in Austin. Austin is like very Nashville-esque in that sense.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of like a weird Nashville-Portland merge, you know?
I just need flat. And the last time we tried to do one in LA, the sidewalk like was like a ramp.
Right. Yeah.
From all the overgrown trees and stuff. But I can do flat on them.
I mean, it's really important that you could get a Lime scooter. It's like crucially important.
I wanted to use them in Oklahoma City because we're a mile away from the regatta.
Mm-hmm. Very fancy.
But they just didn't come over to us. And plus, I don't really know. I mean, if you should put your 11-year-old on an electric scooter.
No, I don't think you're allowed to.
Yeah, I think legally, don't you have to say you're 18 when you download the app?
I think on one of them, you have to like show your the Lyft ones, you have to like provide your driver's license. But yeah. I will say there's I see a lot of dads with like their kids hanging on.
And, yeah.
Well, I mean, I guess I'm not the worst parent.
Or college kids. Sometimes we at SDSU, you see them.
Yeah.
And they're flying on them, which is scary.
I was going to ask you this because we saw Shang-Chi and we're not going to spoil anything, obviously. Did the kids, because there was San Francisco stuff, did they recognize San Francisco? Did they like, I've seen that? Or did they just recognize it from Ant-Man?
They did. And I was also telling them.
Mm.
They really liked it. It was funny because Free Guy was playing after.
Yeah.
And like Claire wanted to stay for it.
Well, yeah, even though
actually both the girls were like, no, we really liked Free Guy.
Yeah. Even though you kind of
overall,
you kind of regretted
like a way better movie,
way better and way more inappropriate or appropriate,
way more appropriate. Yeah.
Like the way Joel talked about Free Guy, I was like, oh, you like this for some of the immature reasons.
Yeah. There's a lot of innuendos in it. And it's about it's parody of video game. So there's YouTubers that gamers on it. And stuff,
I think like Dan TDM's like in it, right?
Yeah. Ninja and all those guys are in it. Yeah. That's Free Guy.
Nice review. You should do like online, like a,
oh my gosh, that's going to be my niche.
Do like a little like side hustle for you. I will say if you're going to do YouTube stuff, you're going to have to get better at looking at the camera. You're going to have to just get a little better right here.
I just think it's awkward.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just, my eyes just dart every which way.
Yeah. But you don't do that in human relationships. What you do is you look directly in the eye and then overshare.
Yeah. But I don't get that many opportunities to do that.
I did a podcast today with Luke, this guy, Luke here in Texas, and it'll be out and I'll promote it and everything. But you will appreciate that I mentioned your Enneagram number because we were talking about parenting and we were talking about faith and da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I talked about how, you know, like it's not important to us to have like all these like packaged answers to give your kids. And like this, you know, like, okay, well, you have question A and here is corresponding answer A to put, it's not important to us. And he asked something about like, how does it feel? You know, do you think that's like a bad thing to give people like packaged answers? And I said, well, for my wife, who is an Enneagram 4, yes, it absolutely. And it makes your skin crawl and that doesn't help them long term. And I got good and worked up on your behalf.
There's like a segment of the population that there's nothing more secure.
Yeah. And that's
black and white answers.
Yeah. It is pretty funny telling a pastor to be like, it's not that important to give your kids firm answers on things.
And that probably, he probably falls into that portion of the population.
Oh yeah. He was a good chat. He was
like, I mean, the creeds and the,
yeah. The conversation starts like this. He goes, hey, you're back in a church, you're in a pastor's office. Does any part of you miss? And he didn't even finish. And I go, oh Lord, no. And then he found out I worked for Mars Hill and I was like, oh gosh, here we go.
That's a good question though.
Huh?
That's a good question.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it was a nice little, launching point. So what I'm saying is that I'm, against all my trashing over the last few years, I'm glad that you have taught me, you've learned those things about yourself. And it helps me to understand you a little more. And perhaps most importantly, gives me podcast banter content.
So wait, you would just prefer to talk about me versus yourself?
Who, me?
It's perfect.
Perfect. So
I don't mind it. You don't mind it.
No, it's all good. Well, everyone, thank you for joining us on our little Zoom chat. Know that some of you may would have loved to like see us in person and been able to share this conversation and make eye contact, but know that I made just as much eye contact with Melissa in this conversation as you did.
I'm sorry.
Which is absolutely zero. All right.
How about, I'll try again.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much, everybody. Really appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Want to give a special shout out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That's our patrons at $25 and up per month. Thank you to the Forgotten Friends Reptile TV YouTube channel, to Dave Hoagland, to Jessica Sewell, to Avril Griffiths, to Carrie Teague, to Demarius Diaz Stevens, to Dave Cox, to Farah Journey, to Isaac Taran, to Lori Amos, to Nicole Carraz, to Rachel Kennedy, to Tiffany Payne. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate your contribution to this podcast.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with Smart Card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com, RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.